All right, told you about the sale, the New York America Water deal, Liberty over in Canada. George Pombar, he's been at the center of it all, as many have. He is the head of the associations in the Glen Head area, Glen Cove, runs the civics, does some great stuff for the North Shore communities. This has been a topic beyond, and you know it. We've covered it all the last 3 years. George Pombar joins us for a few. Georgie, how are you?
Good. Very good, Jape. Nice. Thank you.
I tell you, I heard about the sale last week. I got mixed emotions on it. I know I read a couple of quotes from you that you were feeling okay with it. You know, it's interesting. The Attorney General, and I stated this earlier, the Attorney General on the island yesterday talking about the housing discrimination stuff from the Newsday investigation. I mean, that's great stuff to act upon that quick. I know they got laws in place, and they don't want any more egg on faces here. They want to kind of really put the clamps down on these laws that have not been enforced. I would love to see the head enforcement, law enforcement official in the state act quickly regarding this New York American Water deal. I've yet to see it with these investigations. First that, and then we'll get into the sale. What about that aspect?
Right. Well, we're very disappointed in the community here. It's just another company, one company getting out, making a huge profit at over $600 million, and now leaving us to deal with another company who's obviously investing to make money on our back, as this company has done for a number of years. So no, we're not happy. We plan to fight it. Of course, we're frustrated and disappointed because the PSC hasn't done anything for us in the last few years, nothing at all. We've been waiting to deal with Governor Cuomo. We're getting very little reaction from his office. And so, we're extremely disappointed. And, we're going to fight it, and especially with the PSC. So it's not over yet. It's applied for the sale. The process has been applied for, and it's got a long way to go, and we're going to be in the middle of it. We want public water. That's what we want. We don't want anything else. We don't want sales to a third party so they can continue to make money on us, on this community. No, that's going to stop, and we will not give up until we get there.
George, you want the merge. You want basically, you know, everybody just go right into Jericho. That would make it a lot easier. Now, you know, I'll tell you this much. These investigations have revealed absolutely nothing. I'm still waiting to hear from the Nassau District Attorney, Madeline Singers. I'm a little surprised about that. What about that?
We've been at it for 2 years. We filed a complaint with her office 2 years ago, and just last week we were trying to we were discussing this. That we are not hearing anything at all. So it's very suspicious that you know we file for this complaint, and nothing comes out of it. Nothing comes out of it. So we're 2 years has been since we dealt with her office, and we have not heard anything at all.
Not heard of the PSC, nothing at all.
Of course, they claim that they can't discuss the cases, and it's understood, but not for 2 years. Some results got to come out of it, and they don't. So, yeah, we're disappointed all around with Governor Cuomo's office, with the DA's office investigations, and the PSC. The PSC is just absolutely, they're supposed to be here to protect the public. And they do not. They protect the major companies making tons of money. So, that's what we are. We're frustrated, but we will not give up. We're going to continue to fight.
Listen, you know my stance on the PSC, the Public Service Commission, George. You know, to me, you know, they're almost a silent partner of what's been going on here with New York American Water. The regulation, the rates, and everything else, implementation of nothing, protection of nothing as far as the ratepayers. You know, I've had my differences with the PSC, especially when this latest national grid nonsense. That's a whole nother story. It's interesting with a sale now of coming into play, the $600 million. I actually had Ruben Rodriguez scheduled to come on my show last week. He bowed out, and for obvious reasons, didn't want to take any heat. But the fact of the matter is, the sale and everything else, you know, I have just a bad feeling about this. You know, a conglomerate in 14 states and everything else. What do we know about Liberty?
They're a big conglomerate. They're trying to get into New York State. And it's the same old, same old. All these companies are trying to get in here to make money on our backs. We are dealing in this community with bills that are, on an average, $250 to $1,500, $1,600 a month for water. If you have a large property in some of our areas here with sprinkler system, that's what you're paying. And so the fact that Liberty is going to come in and take over New York American, it's just going to be the same old. They're trying to make money on our back. And what we know from them, we've been researching on Liberty, and they have their issues. I know they have a couple of lawsuits pending out in California, and the communities there are trying to get rid of them, and that's what's going on. And so we are fully aware of that. We like to just get to the right legislators to do eminent domain on these companies and get them out of here and protect the public. We have an immediate problem here. In the town of Glenhead, they're supposed to be replacing the water tank. We met with the New York American Water Company 2 years ago. They're 2 years behind in the installation. They gave us a quote for $3.6 million. They now send us a bill for $6.2 million. We complained to the PSC. PSC, what do? They call the New York American Water Company and say, hey, these people are complaining. American Water Company says to them verbally, not to worry. That was only the price of a tank. We then, and that's the reply that the PSC has given us. We are able to produce documentation where they told us that the complete cost was $3.6 million. And we show it to the PSC. The PSC says, oh, well, I'm sorry. They're supposed to investigate. We're not supposed to be investigating. And what happens is they say, okay, we'll consider it next time they apply for a rate increase. In the meantime, we're already being billed for the 6.2. The tank is not up yet. They're 2 years behind schedule. And the PSC is saying that they're going to consider it next time they apply for a rate increase in 2020. By the way, New York American Water Company may not even be around then to discuss this matter. So this is a prime example of how we, the community, are supposed to be protected, and we're not.
And we're talking about George Pumbar, New York American Water saga continuing. George, you know, I say it all the time during election season. You know, you got to get some of these bad apples out. And I'm talking, you know, specifically what really ticks me off, you know, this New York State Water Tax Equality Act. I know it was passed unanimously in the Senate. As always, it dies in the Assembly. You know, enough is enough. You know, I know it was sponsored by Senator Kaminsky, you know, to help solve a real grievance here. You know, these bills paid by many customers, you know, the for-profit provider of American water. I'm sorry. I can't. It's tough to take. Can't take this PSC. They set the rates. We know that. Listen, to me, the reason for these outrageous bills is the same as the reason for most outrageous bills on the island, and that's property taxes, George. Property taxes. Right. Private water companies pay them. Public ones do not. And that, to me, is the essence of this all. This has to stop.
That's right. That's right. And it's up to the legislators to take it up and resolve it. Very little is being done in that respect. And so it's a problem. It definitely is a problem, you know, and I agree with you. We got to get these people out of here during election time. That's what we really have to do and resolve it. So we're hoping every time there are elections that you know we back the right people, the right legislators to do the right thing, and hope and pray that when they get elected, they don't forget about us. But unfortunately, in many cases, that's what happens.
Got a good one, I think, in James Gorin taking the place of the one guy,
absolutely,
by the way, who did the
absolutely
most in Carl Marcellino. All right, so let's hope Gorin could
absolutely
take the reins. But you got to get the dreck out of there like the Charles Levines. I'm sorry. They do nothing. All this stuff dies in the Assembly, and it can't happen anymore. I'll tell you one thing. When session kicks off again in January. We're going to be right on it. So we'll see what happens there. Mr. Pombar, always a pleasure. Keep us up to speed here.
Thank you very much, Jay. You have a great holiday.